as white as jade, the rice noodles preserve some warmth and produce the unique fragrance of rice. Yang Shusha and her husband cooperate naturally. They've repeated each and every movement hundreds of times, plowing a field in spring, hoeing and weeding in summer, harvesting in autumn and storing up in winter. Today, more than 65% of all Chinese eat rice. China is the earliest country to plant rice paddies. Some 7,000 years ago, rice paddies were grown on the Yangtze River areas. From the green rice shoots to the golden paddies, rice has been made into different foods based on people's diverse eating habits. Guangzhou natives also love rice noodles. They're cooked similarly to Liping rice noodles. Around 150 years ago, rice noodles first appeared in Guangzhou. The rice noodles here are thinner and more transparent. They also taste much more tender and smooth. The most popular rice noodle product among the Cantonese can be this stir-fried rice noodles with beef. This dish is a test of a Cantonese chef's basic skills. To make this dish perfect, chefs have to fry the noodles on a vigorous fire. While frying the noodles evenly, chefs also have to guarantee the intactness of the noodles. People in North China like eating flour products. The noodles in the south are made of rice. More than 1,000 years ago, China was divided by the Qinling Mountains and Huaihe River in terms of the rural pattern. Rice in the south and wheat in the north. Therefore, people in the south love eating rice, and those in the north cannot live without wheaten food.